should happen as fast as Minnesotans are comfortable with we're doing the right thing. Those who are at this point not at the position of legalization, where I think our administration has been, have every right to bring up the things that we need to concern about. We are not diminishing some of the concerns that they bring up because they are valid concerns. I think the issue there is how do you mitigate them? How do you address them? And I, again, would make the case, this discussion should happen in regular order. There should be hearings on this because you're looking to bring everybody into the conversation so that when we make a decision one way or another, whether to move towards legalization of recreational cannabis or not, at least the discussion had happened and those things are brought out. Because I certainly don't want to rush to the point where people feel like you didn't talk about, you know, public safety, you didn't talk about long-term addiction, you didn't talk about societal costs that are peripheral to this issue. We need to make sure that those are all addressed and people feel comfortable. They still may, at the end of the day, disagree with the decision of getting rid of prohibition and moving towards a more orderly manner of regulation, education, and taxation, but they need to be heard on it. So I think it's possible you get this done. There's capacity to be able to do this. We can have simultaneous conversations. I think in the mood of what appears to be, at least at the start of this session, one of the best functioning state governments in terms of bipartisan talking, trying to get here, and the only state government that's divided, take it up and debate it, and we'll see. If those discussions are all able to, which I think they can be done, and there's satisfaction that we've explored all of the alternatives and all of the pros and cons around it and crafted a good piece of legislation, then it would be my intention of yes, then I think we should go ahead and start moving because this is going to take time to implement and I think you get started. But if those things don't happen and that comfort level is not there, both with myself, I have to feel like those who are opposed to this have had every opportunity to hear our case and the argument of those who support, and that we've heard their reasons of why we shouldn't do this with expert witnesses and testimony. And if I feel like we can get to that, which I do, I think they should do that.